This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Can you believe it's already been a month? Today is the day where I answer your questions in our segment, Ask Dave Anything. To do the grilling, to put me on the barbecue, is our grill master and senior producer, Andrika Delanerol, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Andrika.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
How was your weekend?
Pretty good. A lot of baseball. Watched a lot of Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres series because I am that cool guy.
I did not know you like baseball.
I like anything where they keep score, Andrika.
Okay, good to know. Wait, so you like golf. You like playing golf. You like watching golf?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's very relaxing. I listen to the birds chirping. I look at the green grass. It's great.
I just watched Happy Gilmore yesterday, and I thought of you. I'm this is Dave's movie.
Did it hold up 25 years later?
Here and there, not really. Okay. You know, there are some moments where it didn't hold up, but the Zamboni scene with the driver who's singing the Lionel Richie song still holds up. Still very funny.
Well, there you go. There we go.
All right, Dave. So we do have a few things going on right now. Let's start off with our voicemail inbox. So we do have a message out in the East Coast from a listener named Philip. Let's hear what he wants to know about you.
Hi, Dave Brown. It's Philip Bouchard from Clare, New Brunswick, Canada. All right, so I just want to ask you this, Dave Brown. WrestleMania has come to an end. It was this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so... who is your favorite Canadian wrestler of all time? Is it Chris Jericho, Edge, Chris Benoit, or Christian? So, see you later. Bye.
Did you get the list?
I did get the list.
Okay.
I did get the list. There's some really good options there. So, from that list, I'm going to choose Chris Jericho. There's some longevity in regards to the way he's still been a performer long into his career that started in the early 1990s. He was a fantastic worker when he was in World Championship Wrestling in the late 90s. He was so charismatic and so interesting through most of the 2000s in the WWE and the WWF. But what really puts him over the top is a lot of his work that he's done later in his career as he's since approached the age. I think he's actually past the age of 50 years old. He went out and had a 5-star classic with Kenny Omega in New Japan Wrestling a couple of years ago. He's been a stalwart of All Elite Wrestling, which is a new promotion that started back in 2019. And he has really flexed his creative muscle over the course of this time. So he's a wrestling genius. But Andrika, I'm also going to go off of Philip's list a little bit.
Of course you are.
And make mention of Bret the Hitman Hart, who in the 1990s was probably one of the biggest wrestlers in the post-Hulk Hogan era. Mm-hmm. And he was, again, a wrestling genius. In an era when a lot of really terrible wrestling was going on, his matches, even today, in terms of psychology and ability, stand the test of time. So Bret the Hitman Hart is a wrestling genius and does not get enough credit for the amazing work that he did in the 1990s.
And I hear he was so nice to his fans and would always stop and take photos with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from the Hart family, which is just family of wrestlers. I believe his niece is a wrestler now.
That's right. Natalia Neidhart was the daughter of Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog's son, is also in the wrestling biz, as is Teddy Hart, who I believe... whose son is Teddy Hart? I don't think it's Bret's son, but Teddy Hart's another member of the family as well. They're a tremendous family of wrestlers who continue to perform and deliver to this day. And Bret Hart, actually, I had a chance to meet him back in 2014 when he was out on tour for the WWE. He came to do an interview at the morning show that I was doing. It's one of the only times I've ever been starstruck is when I got to shake the hand of Bret the Hitman Hart.
Okay, that's really cool. That's another fact that I just learned about you. I would love to do a weekly news quiz. Just one time, do a theme of wrestling and see what you don't know about the sport.
I would dominate Mark Phoenix and Karen McGee if the weekly news quiz was the weekly wrestling quiz.
You never know. They might be hidden fans. They might just not be as vocal as you are.
That's possible.
Okay. Okay. Let's go over to our email inbox. Okay. So we have a listener who wrote in and wants to know, what is the best dip for French fry? This could be controversial depending on your answer.
So I've got a couple different answers to pass along here, Andrika. Number one, big shout out to my friends in continental and northern Europe. A little bit of mayonnaise to dip a French fry is delicious. It does depend on the type of French fry. You need a crisper, blonder, yellower French fry for mayonnaise to work. A little bit off the board, but this works with almost any French fry. Shout out to my friends in the Mediterranean. A little bit of tzatziki is an awesome, awesome dip for a French fry. Andrika, I know you agree with me on this one. The McDonald's barbecue sauce, or barbecue sauce in general, tastes amazing on a fry. And then the last one, this is my Quebecer coming out, a little bit of gravy. You go for a little roast chicken dinner at Côte Saint-Luc barbecue, you get a nice pot of gravy on the side, and you dip your fries in the gravy. It's delish.
So we have some B-roll on screen of slow motion shots of someone dipping a French fry into all these kinds of dips you just mentioned. And I'm so hungry, and it's only 9:33 a.m. Eastern time. I want, like, dinner right now.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry.
So I know this. You've mentioned this on air. You don't like ketchup.
Ketchup's a bit overrated.
Overrated.
It's not that I don't like ketchup. I'll eat ketchup. I just think it's a bit overrated. It's like the number one condiment for people. I'm like, I don't even keep any in my fridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember for a chunk of time, this is really gross, but I had in college, I had this bottle of ketchup that I like eventually brought on with all my other moves after college. And my partner was like, how old is this ketchup? I'm like, you know what? If we have to question the age, it's time to throw it out.
It's probably going to do for the garbage. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right. Let's go over to another email. Jenny from Halifax is asking, what is your favorite adult cartoon?
So there was a long time in my life when I was obsessed with Family Guy. That show has fallen off significantly in regards to its caliber over the course of the last 5 to 10 years. But there was a time in my life where I thought there was nothing funnier in this world than Family Guy. Getting a little bit more modern, a TV show called Archer. I believe it's an FX show in the U.S. that gets played on the Comedy Network up in Canada, also available on Netflix. Very funny. It's a sort of a take on a spy agency in regards to the work that what they do, and it's very, very funny, Archer. American Dad, another Seth MacFarlane show, is one that I think has really grown into its existence over the course of the last 10 years. The quality of Family Guy has gone down. The caliber of American Dad has gone up. They did this running bit a couple years ago called The Morning Mimosa, which played significantly in a couple storylines, and the payoff was so funny. Big Mouth is a Netflix series that I think is really good, that explores coming of age and sexuality for people. I mean, it's about young people, but it really is a show for adults to kind of appreciate. And it was a show that I wish I kind of had in my life when I was a teenager. I think it would have explored some elements of sexuality that I probably needed a bit of an explainer on. And then the last one I want to mention is BoJack Horseman, which is another Netflix cartoon. It's not your typical adult cartoon. It starts off as a very, very funny show and then gets really deep about like mental health and depression and trying to be better and success and what success means and how success ties to happiness. BoJack Horseman, as a total project, might actually be one of the best TV shows ever. So I think BoJack Horseman is one that I want to take some time to recommend.
That's a big statement. Hey, were you ever a fan of King of the Hill?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most underrated adult cartoons. It is so funny, and it still lives up. So,
yeah, Mike Judge, really smart guy. Really smart guy, Mike Judge,
so
the creator.
Smart. Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right. Okay, so we do have another write-in, Dave. Mary wants to know, if you were granted 3 wishes, what would they be?
So I'll try to keep this pretty simple and pretty fast. Some of them are a little bit selfish. The first one is just that I'd like a couple $1 billion. You know, let me open up Brown State University. Let me have a little slush fund, $50 million, to have a little bit of fun, try to enact a little bit of positive social change. Give me a couple $1 billion. I'll be good. I would like to be able to solve the issue of climate change with like the snap of a finger, like eliminate air pollution, ocean pollution, fresh water supply, all these existential threats to our existence that are going to be a problem in the way we're trending. You know, if we think COVID-19 was a disastrous year, just wait till the ocean levels rise and start sinking cities. That's going to be real bad. So I'd like to solve climate change with the snap of a finger, which would be pretty cool. And the last thing is, I wish I was a couple inches taller. I'm 6'3". I wish I was 6'5", because if I was 6'5", I'd be able to slam dunk a basketball. And I've always wanted to do that.
That is so random, and I don't understand it.
Well, I don't want to
be... I love how three wishes.
I need
that's
to stop
the
at,
wish, really?
I need to stop at 6'5", though, because at 6'6", the world stops being built for you. One of my friends is 7 feet tall. He hits his head on everything.
But... So I love how you don't want to be a basketball player. You just want to slam dunk.
I just want to be able to dunk, yo.
Oh, my gosh, Dave.
Air Brown.
They'll make a running shoe out of
it, yeah.
Right?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Well, Dave, well, that is it for the portion of Ask Dave Anything. However, a few other listeners actually had some comments and feedback for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd take some time to go through those if you're down.
Please.
With that. Yeah. Okay. So let's start off with a voicemail from a listener in Montreal whose name we didn't catch, actually. So let's just take a listen to what they had to say. Here it goes.
Hi, Dave. Just wanted to make a suggestion about programming in the future. I was wondering if there's a way of having a program every so often where people could call in with special problems they may be having, especially vis-a-vis governmental or bureaucratic challenges, and just express the problem. And then my thought is perhaps the network of people who are listening, amongst the network of people listening, there might be someone to help or an organization to help. Given the fact that not everyone is comfortable online for different reasons, this could be very helpful. Anyway, thank you, and thanks for all the great work that you do.
So, Andrika, let's not dwell on this too much, but I think that's a fantastic suggestion from the listener, which is a reminder to any of you out there who are listeners or part of the audience of this show who want to get involved in interaction and share maybe some of the challenges or pitfalls of accessibility that you're running into, or if you want to have a comment about a program that's posing you issues, or just want to kind of share your experience about anything going on. It could even be an accessibility win or an inclusion,
sure,
or an inclusion success. I know we're going to give these points of contact again in a moment, but I want to give them now. Just as we're responding to that listener from Montreal. So folks can always reach out to our voicemail line, 1-866-509-4545, 1-866-509-4545. They can always send emails to feedback@ami.ca, feedback@ami.ca, or they can find us on social media at AMI Audio on Twitter or Accessible Media Inc. on Facebook. Sorry, Andrika, I didn't mean to jump on top of you.
It's all good. I mean, we love to hear from our listeners. So you at home, definitely reach out any way you see it as comfortable. Like Dave said, Twitter, email, voicemail, whatever it is, get in touch with us. We love to hear from you. So we also had, now last week, as you recall, Dave, when Craig Oliver was on the show, he was reminiscing about his interaction with Prince Philip. And looks like one of our listeners also took a trip down memory lane. Let's hear what Devin from Peterborough had to say.
Good morning, Dave, and everyone listening. This is Devin from Peterborough. And with Prince Philip's funeral coming up tomorrow, I just thought I'd share briefly my conversation with him. It was a number of years ago in 1959 when Her Majesty and Prince Philip were here to open the St. Lawrence Seaway. And the royal couple wanted to chat with all of the children in the Montreal area. At the time, I was attending the Montreal Association of the Blind on Sherbrooke Street West there. And so I was chosen as our school's representative. And so on June 26th of that year, we went to Delormier Stadium and waited what seemed hours to an eight-year-old. But eventually, there they were in front of us, and I shook the Queen's hand, and then, when I thought, well, is that all there is? This gentleman asked me if I could read and write Braille. And I later found out that that was Prince Philip. And so since then, he's been my favorite royal, and I'm sad to see him go. Bye for now.
A lovely story from a Devon there. Hey, Andrika, we got to go. We're tight for time here. But thank you for posing these questions to me, and thank you for sharing this feedback.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a good one.
That's Andrika Delanerel, our senior producer. If you want to get in touch with the show, I'll give you those points of contact one more time. feedback@ami.ca, feedback@ami.ca, @AMI Audio on Twitter, or leave us a voicemail, 1-866-509-4545. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.